It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 11, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
Over the past several years, a rather significant change has been occurring. It relates to how most of us save, invest, and even plan for our retirement. Some liken it to climate change, in that we're not seeing this change in quick bursts, but rather it's slow and gradual, and it's now starting to have an impact. And many believe this impact will be quite dramatic in the near future. Now, if you're someone who has confidence in Social Security and believes those payments will meet your retirement needs, then maybe all of this doesn't matter much. But I think Social Security may not suffice for most of us, and therefore will be affected by this ongoing change. This change I'm referencing relates to the inevitable phase-out of defined benefit plans in favor of defined contribution plans. Put another way, the discontinuance or significant reduction in pension plans being offered and the growing popularity of 401k and related type plans. With a traditional pension, your employer took on the burden of saving and investing money on your behalf, which would later be used to provide some income stream once you retired. In many cases, this income was guaranteed and became a liability to the employer. These plans were costly, laden with rules and regulations, and often difficult to maintain. The work, expense, and mere expertise needed to manage these plans caused many employers to terminate them or not offer them at all. This forced employees to save and invest on their own, most notably through 401k-type plans. And with these plans, the burden is now on you. This dramatic shift in saving for retirement might not be such a bad thing, at least on the surface. But here's the problem. This change has essentially turned millions of individual investors into pension fund managers. So now, along with doing our day-to-day jobs and managing our households, we now have a relatively new and hugely important responsibility, that of ensuring our income during retirement. And frankly, for most of us, it's hard to know when to start saving, how often to contribute to those savings, how much to save, and ultimately, where to invest those savings. Similar issues apply at retirement. When do you start taking income? How do you take the income? And most importantly, how much can you afford to take? And there's an added problem here, because it turns out most people aren't really that good at handling that responsibility. They simply don't have the time or expertise needed. What's worse? Well, some folks believe they actually are good pension fund managers, and that's when things get scary. I've heard comments like, "Hey, it's simple. I'll just invest in the index." Well, that's okay, but do you want to put all of your retirement savings in the index? And by buying just an index, you're effectively saying you just need to be average. But what if you need more than average? Look, I'm not trying to be critical here, but this shift from the ease and safety of pension plans to the uncertainty of a 401k-type plan is significant. And depending on how we handle and manage this shift, it could have a real impact on how we live during retirement. I've seen lots of common mistakes when reviewing these plans. Some people start saving too late, and some people just don't save enough. But these are issues that are somewhat easier to address. But what happens within retirement accounts while we're saving can be tougher to manage. Over the many years of saving, a lack of oversight or having an allocation which is far too aggressive or overly conservative can have quite an impact on how we later draw income from these plans. So here are my thoughts on this issue. First, being a pension fund manager isn't all that easy. I'm not saying it's impossible, nor am I saying you should simply turn your retirement planning over to someone entirely. But most individuals could use a little help. As more and more of us are seeing reduced pension benefits, or none at all, I encourage you to seek out this help. Have conversations with your advisor. Work with him or her on a savings and investment plan for retirement. Prepare some questions. Get a full disclosure of any costs involved, and request periodic updates, which could include projections for your future income. Those can be very beneficial. So remember, if your company is no longer doing all this for you, the burden is on you. But don't do it alone. It's far too important. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.